welcome to Taz Festival, your radio guide to thoroughbred racing this week in Tasmania.
Yeah, very good morning, everybody. Welcome along to Tasmanian Turf Talk, and a little later on this half hour, we'll be talking Harness Edge. But first up, it's the meeting in Hobart today on this Sunday, June the 8th. We've got a night event program with an early start. First coming up at 11:20, the last at 4:07. The days are reasonably short in Tasmania throughout June as we get into the depths of winter. And it's a very good morning, Greg Mansfield.
Good morning, Colin. Yeah, they're reasonably short, and at the moment they're reasonably cold, aren't they? What's the prospects for Hobart today? What are we looking at in the way of the track? It was a heavy 8 yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes, still a heavy 8 with a penetrometer reading of 5.5. The rail is out 6 metres from the 1150 to the winning post, and now 3 metres for the remainder. So we're working on heavy track form, a heavy 8 for Hobart today, but it's a fine enough day. I don't think there's much rain on the horizon, so it should remain as a heavy 8. The scratchings that we had so far, race 1, Takeout 2 at 8, 2 Cheers Chappie at 8, Micro Bike, race 3, number 11, Turn a Penny, and go across to race 7, number 2, Music Player. So possibly more scratchings to come. We'll have those finalised in the next 10 or 15 minutes. Some riders to take note of, race 2, number 1, Bachelor's Life is Daniel Ganterton, and 6 Makers, Richo Kim Moore. Race 3, number 1, Vieux Bosque is Brenda McCool. Lee McCool, race 3, number 1. Race 4, number 3, Master Alfred is Hayley McCarthy. Race 5, number 4, Stingham is Bullet Buku. And race 7, number 5, Tsar of Russia is Corey Parrish. So there are a few riders that may not have been included in all publications. Right, a great bit to get through. Just before we look at the meeting today, we had a few horses running at Moonee Valley yesterday, but no real rate results amongst Toothless Mary Speedy. Royal Rapture was okay, battled them and ran fourth.
Yeah, I thought Royal Rapture went well, Colin. He got beaten a length and a half. That was a good run. He'll be further improved by that run. He's relatively new in his current preparation. Toothless showed a bit of speed. That was started equal favourite on the strength of the Cranbourne Barrier Trial win, so you can expect him to improve. That was his first start, the Nicky Burke. And Merrick's Beauty just went round the outside fence, couldn't get anywhere near them from a bad barrier. It was thrown four wide all the way and was eased right down, finished last.
Yeah, it's a tough assignment drawing the outside gate over 1,200 metres in Moonee Valley, just on a constant turn.
It's one of those things, isn't it? I don't know when the filly went over, but if you look at the barrier draw and saw 18 of 18 with four emergencies, you nearly cancel the trip.
Yeah, it's much better than that. We know for sure and certain Merrick's Beauty. So hopefully if they stay there, they'll have better luck with the barrier draws. All right, Greg, let's get into finding a winner on this night event program. We kick off with a two-year-old. We scratch numbers 2 and 8, so 8 to run in the opening event.
Good race. Unfortunately, one of the best chances has come out, but I've got to stick with the filly we've been spruiking for the last few weeks in number 4, Gigi's Golden Girl. I thought she was only just fair in the size produce behind Admiral last time out. She ran fourth. It wasn't a bad run, but I just thought she might have done a little better than that in field of placing. But nonetheless, prior to that, she was a very good third to Admiral and Calavera in the Autumn Classic, and this is a significant drop in class on that sort of form. She ran second on a heavy track 3 starts ago, so I'm not concerned about the going. Number 1, Manchiro, he's racing well. He's the only winner in the field. He beat a plunge horse at Devonport last Sunday and did it well. The two negatives are that he's never raced on a wet track and he goes up 3 kilos. Number 9, Cheyenne, looked as if she might be going to win first up, and she just got collared late by Mon Londo. You'd think with some improvement from that run that she'd be hard to beat here, number 9. And 3, GG's Bright Star ran on very well from the rear of the field to finish 4th at his only start. Thought they might be the top 4. I'll be keeping an eye on one of the first starters that's trialled well, and number 6, All Bar Madison. I went 4, 1, 9 and 3.
Yes, you think this is the race. 6 GG's Golden Girl, 6 starts, 4 placings. She's already won more than $30,000 in prize money, so surely today is the day for Gigi's Golden Girl. She does handle these conditions. She's run well in much stronger races than this, so she must win this race. I thought she could from number 9, Cheyenne, who ran a really nice second. I thought the run was really good behind Mon Mondo with Cole's Hero in third spot. That was a couple of weeks ago. And 1, Manchiro, as you mentioned, goes up in weight in its first look at a heavy track. And 6, All Bar Madison, does have a good trial form, comes off a 3.5 length win over Bella Venus and Shutterfly back on the 27th of May here in Hobart. So worth including in the multiples. 4, 9, 1, 6 in the opening event. second, there are no scratchings at this stage. There's some emergencies to come out in this, so we'll have those through in the next few minutes, but this is a maiden plate over 1,200.
Colin, I think most people would have seen how unlucky number 12, Sparkling Moon, was at Mowbray a couple of weeks ago when narrowly beaten by Braver. She had enjoyed a very soft run on the fence behind the leader, but on the home turn she got into trouble, got a check, lost her momentum. Got going again late, was only narrowly beaten, finished off very strongly. Got beaten by the narrowest of margins, as I said, and you'd think she's just about ready. She's been placed at her past two starts on slow tracks. The one worry here, from a punting point of view, is that she will be probably under the odds. She's drawn barrier one with Boo McCool on board. When you see one that's obviously a good thing beaten, everyone wants to be on next time. Three Flying Stevie and four Fringer filled the placings behind Khaki Warrior at the midweek meeting here a while ago. Both ran well. Just a little bit conscious of the fact that Khaki Warrior missed the start in that race and was still able to round them up pretty easily, so that might take a little bit of gloss off their form, but I think they'll both be improved. Two Chips is a very consistent horse without winning, and keep an eye on the betting on number seven, Queen's Lad. This is a full brother to our good mare, Lady Lynette, having his first start for Tegan Key, so could be a query runner. I've got 12 on top from 3, 4, and 2.
No doubt it should have won last start. Sparkling Moon would have ran second to Braver. It was badly held up from about the 150-metre mark, and when it did get clear, it made up plenty of ground, but it was just too late. So it's had the four starts for a couple of placings. I'm not sure if Barrier 1's going to be the ideal spot for it, but it does have the services of Bea McCool, who should be able to steer it into the right part of the track. Two Chips, I thought, would be the danger. Only had a couple of runs in from a spell. It's been placed on both occasions, working its way up toward a win. Flying Stevie was good first up from a break, and Fringe. Look, it's gone okay. There's a couple of runs down here in Tasmania, a fourth first up, and then ran third last time out. So it's getting the hoof on the till. It's certainly amongst the chances. But 12 clearly on top here with an ounce of luck could win. 12 to 8, 2, 3, and 4 in the second. Maiden plate is race number 3, and we scratch number 11, Turnapenny.
I like number 4 here, King's View. This horse caught the eye last start when he flashed home. He was only narrowly beaten by Left Ear. He would have won in another couple of strides. That was his first run for a couple of months, so you'd expect him to be further improved. Anthony Darman under ride. He's been placed at his only start on a heavy track, so that shouldn't be a concern. His main and obvious danger is number 6, My Grey Horse, resumed with a second of the promising Chardemos in Launceston. And then last time out, when he ran third behind Triple B and Lazy As, he was wide nearly all the way. It was a very good effort. He certainly got his foot on the till. Number 5, Mr. Keith, has had a couple of runs in Tasmania for Keith Horriban, and he's missed the start both times. He hasn't been too far away. If he gets out of the barriers, he's got a definite chance here. And number 7, Dalriana, raced handy, second up from a spell, loomed alongside the leader on the home turn, and looked like she might be going to win, but she just died on her run late. I think she should be a little bit fitter now, and maybe he's not far off the first win, but I like the run of 4 last time. I've got him on top of 6, 5, and 7.
I'm going with number 5, Mr. Keith. I thought that last time was quite good over the 1,400. As you say, it was a little bit slow out. It was back near the tail of the field coming around the home turn. It made up some ground in the run for the line and was only beaten 2.5 lengths behind Left Ear and King's View. And that form line will probably stack up in this sort of race. So if it can be prominent and get away a little bit better today, its first up run behind Wonsey wasn't too bad either down here in Tasmania. So its two runs here have been okay. Suggest there is a win for this 5-year-old. He's had 25 starts and has been placed on just 3 occasions, but might just enjoy the change of scenery down here. So 5 to win from number 6, My Grey Horse, who looks a definite danger. King's View is certainly going to be thereabouts. Good second last time, as Greg mentioned. And number 8, Long Lashes, is never far away in this type of race either, over the 1,400 metres. So 5, 6, 4, 8 for me in race 3. We move along to race 4, and this is a Class 1, Division 1, over the 1,400 metres.
Number 7, Summer Downs, has had 18 starts for just one win. You'd wonder why. She's only won one race looking at her first up run because it was a real eye-catcher. She finished third behind Grey Gown and Van Diemen's Fire. That was a fairly strong race. It was 18 days ago now, so you'd think she'd be improved by it. She was near last at the 400. She came to the outside in the straight, and she really motored home late, despite looking a little wayward at times. The jockey was using his whip in the left hand at the top of the straight, and he was looking a bit awkward as well, so she might have been a real handful. possible, but she did hit the line strongly. She has a useful second-up record, and she's been placed, in fact, a very close placing on a slow track, so she should be able to handle the going. Number one, Nilu Far, he'll be the improver. I think he also comes out of the grey gown race. He was never in contention in that event after missing the start, but he did make up some good ground late. He was beaten just a bit over four lengths. I noticed they put the barrier blanket on him today to get him out of the stalls a bit better. That was his first run since he won a maiden back in December. Number nine, All Gone. He's a horse with an ordinary strike rate, but I thought his fourth that chimed in at Mowbray a fortnight ago was quite good. And number two, Cobble Creek, ran on okay at his second run after a short break, went fifth also in the grey gown race. The step up to 1,400 metres will suit him, but if she reproduces a first up effort, I'm pretty keen here on seven, ahead of one, nine and two.
So just say, Greg, that was a pretty strong class one. I think those two were that finished ahead of a grey gown and Van Diemen's Fire, who broke the race a little later today in a class two. That form line should stack up here, and the Summer Downs came from well back on the home turn to run in the third spot, beaten a little more than 2.5 lengths behind those two horses who did look as though they're going to win their way through their classes. So I think that form line should stack up. Summer Downs for mine to win here. To beat number one, Nilafar, he should improve second up. Number five, Lord of the Lodge, it comes across with plenty of wins to its credit, but they've been on King Island. It's 1-8 from 26, but it did win a trial recently in Hobart, beating Rest Upon and Ineptocracy, so it could be ready to run a bit of a race here. And three, Master Elf, is racing in career best form at the present time. So seven clearly on top, though. Seven from 1-5 and three in the fourth. Second division of the Class 1 is race five.
I like number one here, Grey Hype. I think this is a horse with plenty of ability. His second up run at Mowbray was good. He was placed behind Chimed In and Our Mate Alvin. He raced just off the pace. He ran on well. But it was quite significant that he was closer to the inside rail in the straight than the outside rail, and the two horses that beat him came very wide. So maybe that was the last race that day. Maybe it was the place to be out wide, so that adds further merit to his run. He should just about be peaking now. He looks nicely placed here with the claim, and he has very good wet track form. I think maybe another plus that put the blinkers on him, so he's just about ready, number one. Three, Baumgartner, and two, Lefty, are both from the Brunton stable, I think represent the main dangers. Baumgartner's been only moderate at his past couple, but he was a good maiden winner at Mowbray before that, and Lefty, of course, broke through at his third run after a 3.5-year layoff 18 days ago. He paddled a bit late, but he got the job done. This is a bit harder, but he drops 3.5 kilos. I think they are the three main chances, and I'll put in number four, Stingham, who's resuming. But he goes okay first up and he handles the wet. I'll throw him in for fourth. All right, one, three, two, and four.
Yeah, the top three looks like a dead set trifecta, doesn't it? One, two, and three. In fact, I just went straight down the page here. One, two, three, four. Grey Hype, Left Ear, Baumgartner, and Stingham for fourth. But I think one, two, and three should run one, two, and three in the fifth. So no need to go too far into that race. Let's move to race six, which is the first leg of the Quadrella. It's a class two and 1,200 the distance.
Got the two horses you were mentioning earlier engaged here, and I think they'll fight it out. I've gone for number two, Van Diemen's Fire. I think he's a pretty smart horse. He was backed off the map first up. He just got nutted on the line by Grey Gown. Thought it was a good run. He came from worse than midfield. He had to go a bit wide on the home turn, and I still believe that if he'd gone straight over the last 200 metres instead of wobbling around a bit, he would have won. He's had one run on slow ground for one win. I think he can make amends today, but by the same token, number one, Grey Gown, looks a serious danger again. She came from near last to win that race. She weaved her way through the field. That was her first start in Tasmania. She's obviously fairly handy, so she looks the danger, and I think that's the Quinella. Three, Frolic, is a very good filly. Her last run in the three-year-old classic looked a bit plain. She settled last and never came into contention. She did get squeezed out at the start, and maybe she just lost interest after that. She's better than that. She ran second to Merrick's Beauty at a previous run. Graham McCulloch's taken the blinkers off here. That might help her improve a bit as well. She's certainly good enough to be competitive. And number six, Keith Samar, an interesting runner. Looks smart winning his maiden at this track back in December. He beat out Casanova, who goes okay. Failed at his only other start, but you can forgive him for that because he got his tongue over the bit that day. He's definitely the query runner. And I think two and one will fight it out from three and six.
Yeah, look, I have tipped Grey Gown first up on the strength of some really good trial runs and no reason for me to change it. It does beat Van Diemen's Fire on slightly worse terms, but not enough for me to change my selections. They should run one, two again. 1-2, Greyhound Van Diemen's 5. They're both grey horses, both by Grey Swallow, and both very promising. Greyhound's had 9 starts for 2 wins, 4 placings. Van Diemen's 5, the 3 starts for a win, a second, and a third. One of the two will win. In fact, they should run 1-2. I'll mark them 1 and 2. Dimitri Frolic and 6 Keys and R, 1-2-3-6. Smallish field to go around in race 7. It's a benchmark 78 over the 2100 with Scratch Music Player.
I like number 4, Viva. Scratched at the last midweek meeting here when she reared over in the stalls. As a result of that, she hasn't had a run for just over a month, but she's had a trial. I think she'll be fit enough to run a strong 2100 metres. I thought her last run when she was third to Music Player at Sprayton was a very good. Music Player, of course, comes out of this. I think she could have beaten Music Player if he'd run. She raced outside the leader on that occasion, but she probably had to go a bit early because another horse came round the two front runners well before the home turn and the pace came on early. I thought the fact that she got to the front earlier than what they would have liked, and she was a sitting shot but still fought on well. I thought that was a good omen, the fact that she's just about ready to win. She's fourth up today. 3 Spot Luck, good all the way winner over this trip at Mowbray 2 starts ago. I think is a danger again. I can get Thirsty, number 1. He comes out of the GG's Black Flash race last start. He obviously wasn't up to that, but he has won 3 times this track and distance. He's not the easiest horse in the world to catch, but on his best form, he's certainly a chance. And not much between 6 Stacey Ann and 7 Talent Code, who both ran well. They both ran on well, actually, in the Music Player on the 21st of May.
But certainly it's pet trip. So 3 Spot Luck for mine to beat 5 Tsar of Russia, who gets back but runs home. The small field will suit Villa, who's got the hoof on the till, as you mentioned, Greg, and 7 Talent Code, 3547. The open handicap is race number 8. There are no scratchings over the 1100.
What a race this is. You'd want to go wide if you're a Quadrella player. I think either that or you just take Aranzano 1 out. I don't think I'd be game enough to do that. But anyway, I've still got her on top, number 1. She's a class mare. She's won 7 of 14. She's unbeaten at her 2 starts this track and distance. She was no match for Izzy Bay over last start over the 1200, but she did have 60 kilos in that race. I think Denise Martin and the other owners were being loyal to their jockey, Anthony Darmanin, who actually goes as far as flying over from Victoria to ride this mare in trial. So they returned the loyalty and kept him on, but I think to be competitive last time she really needed a claim. Prior to that, she had beaten Izzy Baeva over this shorter trip. Look, she's won in a heavy ground. She did, in fact, won heavy first up this prep. Really can't fold her. I've got to go on top, but I think it is a tough race. The other chances include her stablemate number 3, Innocent Gamble. I thought he was good first up. He'll be suited by dropping back to 1,100 metres. Number 5, Minute Repeater, a very talented horse. He's racing well. He's had 3 starts over 1,100 metres and won them all. The query with him is that he is unproven in the wet. He's only had the one go. 7 Hailed, a good winner last time, landing a bit of a plunge. He wasn't really entitled to win that race. He was in a very awkward spot on the home turn, but he stormed home. 6 Barish Quest has got to go in. He was a certainty beaten last time out, but Barish Quest has been doing that all his life. He's a horse that has enough ability to have won 10 or 12 races. If you look at his record, you'll see he's won 3, but he could win anything he runs in, but he just doesn't do it very often. And number 2, Turbo Key, I think this will be a dramatic improver today. He weakened the run last first up, but he's an absolute knob in the wet, so I've mentioned about half a dozen, but I've got 1 on top from 3, 5 and 7.
As you say, Greg, Aranzano beaten by Izzy Baeva last time. But, Jim, how good was Izzy Baeva when she stepped out and had a subsequent start?
Absolutely flew, didn't she? 1 for 7 or 8 lengths. Form stacks up.
Yeah, 1 on top here, 1 to win. Hailed was very good last time at its second run in from a spell. 5 Minute Repeater is racing in great form. It's a good horse, we know that. 3 Innocent Gamble for me, 1, 7, 5 and 3. The final scratchings are through. The only additionals we have are the emergencies in race 2, take out 13, 14, 15, 16. And the emergencies also out of race 9, 12, 13 and 14. So they are the additional scratchings now that they have been finalised. Speaking of race 9, the final event on the card over the 1600 metres, the benchmark 68.
I think I would have tipped the 3rd emergency here if he'd got a run, Mr. McCartney, but he'll be at home. Number 4, Land a Dollar, is my top pick. Super impressive last start, winning over the 1400. Led, kicked away at the top of the straight. Look, he never looked like getting caught. Having the runner-up Vigilante. He did miss the start and was a bit unlucky, but still it was a good effort. The way he went to the line suggests to me that he'll get the extra 200 metres. I heard an interview during the week with his co-trainer, Scott Brunton. They think he might even develop into a stayer later on, so his first go over this distance, I think he can handle. If he gets the claim here, he'll carry only 55.5. If he bowls in front, he'll certainly be very hard to catch. Number two, Gigi's Velvet. We know she's a classy filly. She'll be fitter for a two-run since the spell. I'm not totally convinced yet that she's right at a peak. I thought she was only fair in the three-year-old classic last time out. She battled on fairly, but she never really looked a winning chance. Maybe she's looking for the 1,600 metres now, and they've taken the blinkers off. That could be significant. 6G Gong is another who'd be very hard to beat on her best form. She never got warm last time, but that was in the race won by Izzy Baeva. She wasn't really suited here. If she's right, this will certainly be up her alley. I'm just worried she might need one more. And number three, Westring Home. You know, he's fit, he's consistent. He's had five starts this track and distance for two wins in a second, and he'll run you an honest race again. But I think maybe this is a horse on the way up. 4, 2, 6, and 3.
So I've gone with number three, Westring Home. I think the Bruttons probably have the key to the race with numbers three and four. Bulamuku claims a kilo and a half here. Westring Home is drawn wide, but it's just a damn good horse, this one. It's 1-5, been played six times from 27, goes well at the track, goes well at the distance. He's just a good little honest horse, this fellow Westring Home, and I think if you're backing, you get a good run for your money each and every time. So I've got him on top to beat. Well, I've thrown in number two, Gigi's Velvet. You know what I think of her, but she's been a tad disappointing this time in, so hopefully third up she can find her best form. Chantel Willis claims a couple of kilos, but as a three-year-old filly, she looks badly off at the weights for mine in this event. Four Land a Dollar, who's in line for a winning hat-trick, would certainly be included in the quaddies, and five Mega XL. Doesn't win very often, but runs home well. 3, 2, 4, and 5. Have you got a best bet or two, Greg?
Well, I'll go head-to-head with you, Colin, even though it's a toss-of-the-coin job. Race 6, number 2, Van Diemen's Fire. I think anyone who backed him last time should have something on him again today. And my other special is in race 5. It's number 1, Grey Hype.
All right. I'm going to go early. I think we can get a nice start to the day here. Race 1, number 4, Gigi's Golden Girl. Race 2, number 12, Sparkling Moon. I just think a little all up on the opening two races will give us a little bit of play money for the program today. Shane Yates will be calling here in today, and Shane's tips will be up on the website a little later on. I'm having the day off, Gregory, because it's Vicky's birthday today. I won't mention how old, but if she was playing cricket, she'd be raising her bat.
That is giving it away, and it's a pretty good excuse to have a day off.
Yeah, so we're off for lunch and a few drinks a little later on with some friends. So, look, we better do the right thing. So Shane's stepping in to fill the breach for me. So they are the best bet. That's our look at Hobart. Time now to talk harness racing.
This is Harness Edge, giving you the edge on harness racing this week in Tasmania.
And first up, before we look at the meeting tonight, Greg, a couple of things to talk about. And, of course, we saw Tizanto run at Mooney Valley at Melton on Friday night in the final of that VicBred series. It had no peace at all in front, did it?
Certainly did not. Finished up running second last, but was eased right down. It was a strange race, wasn't it? It led. They took it on. The second favourite sat outside it, and despite the fact that there were a couple of opportunities during the race for the driver of that horse to take a sit and get the 1-1, he didn't want to do that. Stewards have opened an inquiry, in fact, into his tactics. He dropped out and finished absolutely tailed off. So, with the benefit of hindsight, it wasn't a good drive, but maybe he had his reasons. As a result of that, of course, Tassanzo had to go much harder than what Gareth Rattray would have liked. The time for this race was 1:55 and a bit, which is pretty quick. And I think the winner of the race is quite smart. But she'll keep for another day. She is better than that. She went 1:56 and a bit herself, winning her heat, so she can do better.
All right. We've got the Novice Driver Series continuing in Launceston tonight. The points as they stand at the moment, Tim Yold on 41, Deanna Graham 34, Samantha Freeman on 34, 31 points for Matthew Howlett, 29 Braden Howlett, Christy Grant is on 27, Duncan Dornoff 26, Shane Boone 24, Nicholas Brockman 23, Adrian Collins on 20. But that may sound well and truly strung out, but first is 16, second, 12, third, 9, fourth, 7, and so on. So it can be well back going into the last few heats and still have a strong chance to win.
You've taken the words out of my mouth. They change complexion pretty quickly, these series. And, of course, Tim Yole, who's leading, has only the one drive. He gets automatically 6 points for the race he's not driving in, but that's 10 less than what the winner will get, so it's a bit of a disadvantage. The horse he's on, Helen Wheels, is always in the first three or four, but doesn't win that often. So, look, good luck to him. I hope he can hold on for his sake. He's a nice young bloke and deserves to win something like this, but he does have the job in front of him. Liana Graham's got a couple of handy drives. She's sitting second. And Samantha Freeman is another one who's got a drive in only one heat, but she's on a horse that almost looks a gimme in Mick Will Rev, so she'll pick up perhaps 16 for that and 6 for the other one. So she's in the mix.
All right. We've got the Tassie Sire Stakes coming up this month, the Band Boxing Globe Derby heats on Friday the 13th and the finals on Sunday, June 29th. The Bandy Patch and the Vickers heats coming up on Sunday, June 22 in Hobart. The $30,000 finals on Sunday, July 6th. And Barinya, one of our smart fillies, is likely to head across for some Vic Red Supersize three-year-old filly races at Geelong and Melton a little later in the month.
Yes, plenty of options for Barinya. They turned down that invitation to go to New Zealand, as we mentioned a couple of weeks ago. There's some good prize money to be won in Victoria in those races you just mentioned, and then, of course, the Breeders' Crown.
All right, let's try and find a winner for tonight and have a look at your Quadrella selections, Greg. Race in Launceston, of course, there's Hobart Harness Racing tomorrow night. A holiday Monday, of course, being the Queen's birthday long weekend. So Harness Racing in Hobart tomorrow night. And, of course, you can get all the selections, Putter's Corner, at the Taz Racing website. Jamie Cockshut will take you through each and every race. But right now, Greg's selections for the Quaddy in Launceston tonight, race 5, League 1.
Tough race. I went for 6, Mac My Day, a horse that I've got a bit of time for. He'll be improved by his first up run when he led and ran second. He's first out for a couple of months, but he does have to contend with a wide draw here. 7 Estevao is a very smart three-year-old. Again, the barrier is the problem, but if he gets any luck, he'll be hard to beat. 5 Party Boy Grenwood broke through last time out. It was an overdue win. He's also drawn out a little bit, but I think he'll be heading across trying to get to the front. Number 3, Fletch Davis. This is an ex-Queenslander. I know a few people that own this, and they had something on it first up, and they were unlucky not to collect it. Did an awfully large amount of work to finally find the death, and then in the home straight, just when it looked like it might be going to win, the horse that was in front drifted off the track and let something through on the inside, and this one got nutted. Don't know whether they can win this one. It's a harder race, but he's got some sort of a chance. Number 3, 6, 7, 5, and 3 for me.
League 2, race 6.
Not much race form here. I thought the first starters hold the key. I went for 6, He's Mine for sure. This is won a barrier trial at Carrick. It's out of a pretty handy mare in Short Talk, trained by Gordon Shaw, who knows how to get a good horse. 4, Fletcher's Knight from the Zeke Slater stable, another trial winner. 1, Inner City, he's got reasonable race form. Beaten at Devonport last time out, but before that ran a good race at this track. And number 8, All About Alice, is drawn behind Inner City. So if Inner City can lead, All About Alice will come into contention as well. But I think the first starters will fight this out, 6, 4, 1 and 8.
Right, and we can move across to League 3, race 7.
Be a short price favourite here, or a reasonably short price favourite in Nola Mayhem, who's going for 4 straight. I thought for a little bit of value I'd go for number 2, The Majority. He raced outside the leader when he ran 4th to Dapadana in the 4-year-old championship back in March. That was a very good field. His previous form was consistent. I think he'll go well fresh here. He likes to lead. If he found the front from barrier 2, he'd be hard to get around. Nola Mayhem, always hard to beat. She's a top mare. 4 Better Move, up in class but going well. And number 7, Remember Joe, also has good form, but a very bad barrier. But not a bad race. 2, 5, 4 and 7.
We round out the Quaddy in Launceston tonight, race 8.
Like number 8 here from the Paul Ashwood stable, Chopsticks Boris, came from the second row to win in Hobart a couple of starts ago. And then when he drew better, he led all the way at Mowbray last time out. I think if he holds that form, he can win again. Number 9, Terra Cam, down the track at Devonport on Monday night, but he's a big track horse. He ran on well at his previous start. He'll be flashing down the outside in the home straight. He doesn't win very often, but he's usually thereabouts. Number 1, Damn It Sam, is drawn to lead, and if he does, I think that'll suit my top tip, Chopsticks Boris, because he can follow him out. But either way, Damn It Sam should be in the finish. And number 2, Carly Sealstar, former a very good 2-year-old, hasn't won that many races over the last couple of seasons, but resumes here. Watch the betting. I went 8, 9, 1 and 2.
So just recapping, Greg's Quadrella for Launceston Harness, 6753, 6418, 2547, 89, 1 and 2. A best bet?
Best bet is early. Race 2, number 2, Robin Schabotsky.
Race 2, number 2, Robin. She won well at Devonport the other night.
It did. Came from back in the field to win at Devonport, and when they can do that, that form usually stands up.
All right, race 2, number 2 is the best. Greg, have a good day.
Thanks, Colin. Enjoy your day off.
Greg Mansfield joining us for our look at Tasmanian racing and harness racing. That is Tasmanian Turf Talk and Harness Edge for this Sunday. Hope we've tipped you into a winner. Look forward to your company at the same time again next week.
Scratches, it's thanks to Hawkins Media. Radio TAB advertising speaks their frequency. Contact Steve at hawkinsmedia.com.au.